Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million. You know, largely lost in all the talk about the healthcare law is that a lot of things haven't really changed yet. Most of its provisions are going to phase in over time, which means millions of people still don't have health insurance and healthcare costs continue to climb. Commentator and physician John Schumann says conventional wisdom among his peers is sometimes responsible for those rising costs.
Nora, a third-year medical student, came to me in distress. Ms. DeFazio, one of the patients on her hospital rotation, was frightened to undergo an invasive and expensive medical procedure in which a catheter would be inserted into the heart to test whether she had heart disease. At the bedside, the doctor Nora was shadowing demanded to know why Ms. DeFazio refused the procedure. When no reason beyond "I don't want to" was offered, the doctor told Ms. DeFazio there was no longer any reason for her to stay in the hospital. But by declining the procedure, he informed her she would have to sign out against medical advice, or AMA. She would have to acknowledge that leaving AMA could result in serious harm or death, and that she would bear responsibility for all hospital charges not reimbursed by insurance because of her decision. The threat of a huge hospital bill got Ms. DeFazio to stay and take the test, Nora told me. "It just seems so wrong to bludgeon a patient this way," she said. "Can it possibly be true?" Ethically, the notion that patients must do our bidding or pay the price seemed dubious. Yet in a world of copays, deductibles, and pre-existing conditions, the idea seemed plausible. To find out for sure, I elicited the help of some colleagues, and we sifted through nearly 10 years of discharges against medical advice from our teaching hospital. Out of the hundreds of cases we examined, not one resulted in an unpaid bill because of the AMA discharge. I also went to the source and talked with folks from some of the nation's largest private insurance companies. Each of them told me that the idea of a patient leaving against medical advice and having to foot the bill is bunk, nothing more than a medical urban legend. So patients, beware. The next time you or your loved one has decided that it's time to leave the hospital, don't let us doctors coerce you into staying by threatening you with the bill. It simply isn't true.
Dr. John Schumann specializes in internal medicine at the University of Oklahoma School of Community Medicine. That's in Tulsa.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.